Well, last Saturday, Bridge Street in Killybegs in County Donegal was flooded. At its peak, the flood waters rose to around 1.2 metres. 16 houses and 9 businesses were impacted by the flooding. So, nearly a week on, what's been happening on Bridge Street in Killybegs and what more needs to be done? Well, we're joined now by two business owners on the street, Fionnuala Coughlan from Shipshape Laundrette and Gráinne Cafferty of Donegal Refrigeration Limited. And Fionnuala, let's start with you. Shipshape Laundrette, you've been in business there since 1971, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. My mother opened the business in 1971 when we relocated from the UK, when she moved back to look after my grandparents and started the business. And at that time, there was, as we've had the little river behind us the whole entire time, and never ever had anything like this happen up until 2017. That was the first time that we had a glimpse that things were changing and that this, the street now is going to become a target for flood waters. So yeah, very, very new events happening in the street that we're just not really any way prepared for.
And Bridge Street flooded in 2017, but your laundrette, Shipshape Laundrette, you weren't flooded then, but you were last week.
Yeah, last week we were affected last week. Whereas the first time it happened, the water level came up to our floor level, but it was coming from a different direction. It was coming from the very high tide and a blockage from the other direction, which pulled the water in a much gentler way, and it rose slowly and affected many of the businesses which were closer to the water, to the ocean. But this time, the water came off the mountains. The melting snow combined with the torrential rain and also just the blockage, which was affected a small bridge which was close to our business, was blocked with trees and a lot of residual overflow from the mountains themselves. And it just all backed up and created an unprecedented sight on Bridge Street. Never had it before. Like, we closed our door on a Friday with our work done, our clothes all stacked up, ready to be collected and have a normal business day the next day. And we ended up with total devastation.
I want to bring Gráinne in, but before I do, Fionnuala, tell me what it was like when you reopened that door after the flood.
Oh, it was just carnage, absolute carnage. Everything was strewn around because what we had actually had in our business was waves, absolute, you know, sheer waves just crashing over and back within the building, tossing over everything that was in it, bringing all the clothes down off the shelves. The machines are saturated, the mud and residue scattered everywhere, and just absolute carnage. Never seen a sight like it. It was shocking. And we actually have a bulk gas tank in a yard beside our property, which supplies us with energy. And it was uplifted off its stand, flung to the side, and the actual pipe, which was attached to feed our laundrette, was actually kinked. We could have had a catastrophic situation there. If anything had, if that had fractured, we could have had a bomb. You know, so it was really carnage the next day.
I can hear the distress in your voice when you're talking about it. And Gráinne Cafferty, I mean, we've been hearing there about Fionnuala Coughlan's situation in Ship Street Laundrette. But of course, not the only business on the street. There was a meeting, wasn't there, on Wednesday for all of those impacted.
Yes. Good morning, Anya. We had a meeting last night where all of the residents and all of the businesses gathered together. And the stories and the way they were impacted was just absolutely horrendous, and it was so sad. And we were looking at videos that they had taken. One particular video of a gentleman sitting in the middle of his stairs, and at the bottom of his stairs there was 3 to 4 feet of water, but he could see through his glass door that the water was up to the top of his door. So he thought he was going to lose his life. He thought, if this water gets in, it's going to drown him. And he was terribly distressed, terribly distressed. Another gentleman who woke up to his bed floating and got out of his bed, and he was up to his waist in water. And he's told us that he cannot sleep, since the flood, and that he is having reoccurring nightmares. Every night when he closes his eyes, he thinks, I'm going to drown. And he's lost everything, all his personal belongings, everything. And businesses have lost their business. I can't begin to explain to you how devastating this has been on so many people. And a lot of them don't know where they're going to go from here, because businesses have been contacted by the Enterprise Board, and they said that funding will be available. A lot of these people, their insurances will not cover them because they've been flooded before in 2017. And they've been told that, you know, we really can't afford to start paying out again. So the residents who don't have businesses, they've been told that they're being means tested. So we really can't give this to you, and we can't do this, and we can't do that. And they're extremely distressed because they don't know where they're going to go and how are they going to get back into their homes just now before Christmas. So, no, it's awful. It really is awful. You'd imagine when the water went down that everything was going to be back to normal, but it doesn't look like that. You know, it's taking quite a while, and then the cleanup is terrible, and so we don't know where we're going from here.
And as you say, it's so close to Christmas. What do you want? What do the people of Bridge Street need?
Well, basically, I suppose for the people who have homes, they just want to get back into their homes. They just want to be able to have a fridge to put their milk into. They just want to be able to have a cooker to put their cook their food on.
Is there power back in the street, for instance?
Yes, they have power back on the street, yes. And a lot of people are in the process of cleaning out, but they have to wait on assessors to come to have a look at what the damage is. And businesses have to wait on assessors to come to have a look at this, that and the other. And of course, we have to start now looking at where are we going from here? We have to do something with this river. I mean, the river starts high up into the farmland, and it makes its way down. Mm-hmm. It can never be blocked again. You know, it can never happen again. We have to see to it that it doesn't happen again. I mean, this river is a very small little river. I mean, the width of it's about 4 or 5 feet. I mean, you wouldn't imagine it could be so terrible but if the water builds up at a huge pressure, and a blockage on the river will come out at the lowest point, and the lowest point is Bridge Street. And there are 16 little businesses on the street. So everyone is impacted. We have to see now, we have to have some sort of government intervention or some sort of OPW or council intervention that the blockage can never happen again. And that's all we're asking for is help. An engineer to come to us and say, look, this is what we're going to do and we'll do it for you.
I know the Cabinet has approved emergency flood aid after Storm Bert, but certainly we hope we'll be staying in touch with you and find out how you're all getting on. And thank you very much, Gráinne Cafferty and Fionnuala Coughlan, for talking to us about what was clearly a very distressing and still is experience.